This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues the EveryCatholicMan.com special 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we recall Jesus' death on the cross. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of gratitude so he can always be grateful to Jesus for personally dying to save him from his sins. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of piety so he can more fully enter into the fruits of Holy Communion. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 45 through 56. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, this man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, wait, let's see whether Elijah will come and save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split, and the tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with them, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, truly, this was the Son of God. There were also many women there looking on from afar who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. Nearing the end of his passion, and that word passion comes from a Latin word which means suffering, Jesus victoriously achieves his mission by his sacrificial and redemptive death on the cross to forgive sins, and by establishing the sacrament of the Eucharist. It is noon, the sixth hour, on Good Friday. Suddenly, the sun stops shining and darkness descends. We see that recorded in Luke chapter 23, verse 45. This is an act of God which fulfills a 700-year-old prophecy, and it is a condemnation of the infinite sin of murdering the Son of God. That prophecy is from the book of Amos, chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. Dying on the cross, Jesus loudly cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We see that in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. This is the fourth of the last seven words of Christ. But rather than a sign of weakness or despair, Jesus is actually quoting Psalm 22, which is a vigorous proclamation of the Almighty Father's total victory over evildoers. Some nearby mistakenly believe that Jesus is calling Elijah. While severely dehydrated, when Jesus says, I thirst, that's recorded in John chapter 19, verse 28, it's the fifth of the seven last words of Christ. He receives sour wine or vinegar. This is not to quench his thirst, but to fulfill his true purpose, which is to drink the fourth and final cup of wine from the uncompleted Passover Seder from the Last Supper. In this, Jesus replaces the Seder ritual and transforms it to establish the sacrament of the Eucharist. After establishing the Eucharist, Jesus exclaims, "It is finished." We see that in John chapter 19, verse 30. It's the sixth of the seven last words of Christ. The Greek word use means to fulfill a command and to achieve a final purpose. It's an exclamation of his total victory in the battle against Satan and the establishment of the kingdom of God. Jesus then says, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." That's recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46, and is the seventh of the seven last words of Christ. Then Jesus dies. This is recalled in the traditional Stations of the Cross as the 12th station. The hour is the ninth hour, 3 p.m. Jesus' relatively quick but extremely painful death, in fact, it only took about 6 hours on the cross for Jesus to die versus the typical 24 or even more hours to die by crucifixion. And his death is due to that combined torture, which included a tremendous loss of blood, dehydration, shock, and finally, asphyxiation. Immediately, the veil in the temple which separated sinners from God in the Holy of Holies is torn by God himself, revealing the end of the old covenant and firmly establishing the new covenant by which all men can approach God and heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A rock-splitting earthquake leads a Roman centurion to Revelation, and he proclaims, "Surely, this man was the Son of God." Nearby, the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. John, and several women are witnesses. Well, in this horrific account of the death of Jesus on the cross, let's look for some ways that a man can grow in awe of Jesus. Be astounded by Jesus' sacrament of the Eucharist. Person of the Trinity, he established the 1,200-year-old Passover ritual in preparation for his own passion. Divine priest, Jesus conceives of the astounding idea to feed mankind across the millennia after his passion with his glorified body and blood through the sacrament of the Eucharist. To fulfill this, Jesus becomes the sacrificial Lamb of God to save men from sin. Astoundingly, Jesus Christ himself continues to offer himself today in every Catholic parish in the world in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Well, despite the sorrow of the horror of Jesus' death on the cross, let's look for a few ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be grateful that Jesus Christ died to save you personally. Realize, Jesus willingly died for the sins of all mankind and for the sins of every single man personally. This includes each one of us. Believe. Reflect upon the Passion. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 571 through 637. Pray. Jesus, crucified Christ, help me grow in the virtue of gratitude, a part of justice, so I recall and give thanks every day to you for dying on the cross to save me from my sins. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Grow in piety to receive the fruits of the Eucharist. Realize, gratefully receiving the sacrament of the Eucharist, when you're in a state of grace, of course, gives every Catholic man supernatural fruits which help him grow in holiness. In effect, a man in a state of grace, when he receives the sacrament of the Eucharist, becomes supernaturalized. Believe. Reflect upon the fruits of Holy Communion. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1391 through 1401 and 1416. Pray. Jesus, Holy Eucharist, help me build the virtue of piety, a part of justice, so I recognize, give thanks for, and regularly receive the many fruits of communion through your sacrament of the Eucharist. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Always remember that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, Build the virtue of gratitude so you can always give Jesus thanks that he personally died on the cross to save you from your sins. And second, pursue the virtue of piety so you can more fully receive all the blessings and fruits of Holy Communion. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. You know, it's an easy way for you to help continue to draw others to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to continue in the study of the Passion of the Christ, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find the complete 11-part series of the Passion of the Christ. While you're there, also check out the many tools and extensive library which can help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, never forget that Jesus has called you to the blessing and the honor of being a Catholic man. And stay close to Jesus Christ.